I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Major wrestler to miss WrestleMania 38. There's an update on that horrible landing from Madcap Moss at WWE Elimination Chamber. Where was Cody Rhodes during WWE Elimination Chamber? And two major swerves at Impact No Surrender. Brother, hello. Good morning. Happy Sunday. I am Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling with the solo Sunday news. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that good stuff. First and foremost, I hope you're having a good Sunday. I hope whatever you've got planned for your Sunday is super cool, whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing, whatever's good for you, enjoy it. I hope it goes well. Special shout out to my good pal Tony, who's probably been with a very big hangover today because he was celebrating Elimination Chamber, brother. But one person who is not celebrating coming away from Elimination Chamber is Bobby Lashley. Yes, the reports have surfaced since Elimination Chamber that the Almighty is due for a spell on the sidelines. Now, at Elimination Chamber, Bobby Lashley did not compete, technically. He was there. He was in his gear. He had his big entrance. One of the best entrances in the business right now. I'm not a massive fan of a lot of WWE's entrances these days with the graphics. It looks a bit tacky. What they do with Bobby Lashley looks badass, man. But anyway, Bobby was there. He had the WWE title with him. He got in the pod for the Elimination Chamber match. And that was pretty much it as far as Bobby Lashley's involvement was concerned, because he got taken out of the match by, I guess, technically by Austin Theory, but also by Seth Rollins, because Seth Rollins powerbombed Theory through Bobby's pod. The announcers pushed hard the angle that Lashley, the impact of that, he banged his head on the structure of the chamber itself. Bobby was taken out of the match, and it was concussion protocols were followed. That was what we were told by announcers. It was concussion protocols that kept Bobby Lashley from re-entering the match. Of course, Brock Lesnar would go on to do Brock Lesnar things to a whole bunch of victims. So everybody ate an F5 and everybody got pinned by Brock Lesnar. Yes, Brock Lesnar eliminated everybody as he became WWE champion. But coming out of this, because WWE, as I mentioned, they said it was concussion protocols. They pushed this angle on the social media platforms and on digital that Bobby's dealing with concussion. Coming out of this, though, the former WWE writer Kazim Famuyide was speaking on the Ringer Wrestling Show and said that he'd heard that Bobby Lashley is indeed injured. It's a shoulder injury. It's a shoulder injury. It's going to require surgery, and that surgery will keep the Almighty on the shelf for 4 months. Now, if this is true, obviously it's a massive blow for WWE. It's a massive blow for Bobby Lashley. It's somebody, a guy in Bobby Lashley, who these past, you can accuse WWE of I don't know, there's lots of things you can accuse WWE of, but I think one of the major positives for them over these last couple of years is how they've handled Bobby Lashley. They finally gave him that genuine main event push, that ball to run with, and I think Lashley in that first run as WWE champion and the build to it was just presented really well, was handled really well, and he feels like a top star, a true main event star in that company. Now, I'm not saying he's Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns, but he's not a million miles off. And so this is a blow going into Mania to be missing Bobby Lashley, a Bobby who some people thought maybe he'd go in as WWE champion to Mania. Of course, that is going to be Brock Lesnar in a champion versus champion match against Roman Reigns. Kazim Famuyide says, from what I'm told, it's for at least 4 months, shoulder surgery. I'm hearing that he might not even make it to Mania. From what I'm told, he's shoot hurt and should be out for some time now. Of course, WrestleMania 38 is the 2nd and 3rd of April. So if it is 4 months, then Showcase of the Mortals will not be there for Bobby Lashley, which, man, that sucks. The injury seemingly happened. He got hurt in his match against Brock Lesnar at Royal Rumble, if this story is to be true. So we'll have to see what happens with Bobby Lashley on Raw tomorrow night, if this is addressed in the coming weeks. And if Bobby is out for any length of time, hopefully it's as short as possible, because the dude has been absolutely killing it. And speaking of killing it, goddamn, man, the landing from Madcap Moss had a lot of people fearing the worst last night at Elimination Chamber. Madcap Moss took a horrible landing in his match against Drew McIntyre. McIntyre hit him with the Alabama Slam, Hardcore Holly's old finisher move, and Moss just landed on his head as he came down. It looked horrible. The replays made it look 10 times worse. And it's one of those where it just like, oh man, it was totally different in some ways. But it's one of those moves where it's like when Lance Archer took that horrible bump just before he, well, obviously the bump that put him on the shelf for a while in AEW, where it's like, oh man, nah, that's not good. But yeah, PW Insider, Mike Johnson over at PW Insider has an update on this, say that Madcap Moss is fine. So that's cool. He was checked backstage. Referee Jessica Carr checking him straight away. The match did continue. McIntyre got the win with the Claymore, and then stood on the prone body of Madcap Moss as he made the pin with Angela the Sword. Does nothing for me. But yeah, Madcap Moss was, according to Mike Johnson, was checked backstage, was said to be okay. And then it's likely that there'll be further checks, because obviously the adrenaline's kicking in at that point in time. So, you know, wait for things to simmer down a little bit and then check on the dude again. And obviously checking in before you fly back out from Saudi Arabia. And it also looks like we're definitely going to be getting the Happy Corbin versus Drew McIntyre match at WrestleMania 38, because post-match there was all like snarly stares. And like I said, when the pin was made on Madcap Moss, McIntyre is kind of pointing his sword at Happy Corbin. So yay, that's for WrestleMania. Woo. Another situation that Mike Johnson at Pro Wrestling Insider has an update on as well is Cody Rhodes. Now, some people were speculating that, hey, maybe Cody Rhodes rocks up in Saudi Arabia at Elimination Chamber, because Cody Rhodes is a free agent. He can go wherever he wants. He could turn up on Raw tomorrow night. He could turn up on SmackDown on Friday. He could turn up on NXT if he really wanted. He could go to Impact Wrestling. He could go to the NWA. I'm always cool for Cody and anything tied to the National Wrestling Alliance, as they've done before. Obviously, a former NWA champion after exchanging that belt with Nick Aldis a couple of years ago. But yeah, Cody was not in Saudi Arabia, but he was in Orlando, Florida. That's what this report states, that he was spotted at Orlando International Airport approximately an hour after Elimination Chamber finished. Now, this ties in nicely to reports earlier in the week. I think it was Justin Brasso reported this from Sports Illustrated, that Cody was going to be heading to the WWE Performance Center as soon possibly as this weekend. Now, of course, the WWE Performance Center is in Orlando, Florida. So the American Nightmare spotted at Orlando Airport at the weekend that he's said to be going to the Performance Center in Orlando. This return is happening. For those who are doubting it, it's definitely happening. Like I said, Cody can go wherever he wants as and when. His departure and Brandi Rhodes, his wife, both departed AEW on this past Monday. That was when it was made official. They've been working, I think both of them have been working without contracts since the turn of the year, because basically new deals couldn't be agreed with Tony Khan. Since then, you've had lots of rumblings and speculation that Cody was asking for like mega money, because he was, when the company started, he was one of the highest paid stars. But since then, they brought in people like Bryan Danielson, they brought in people like CM Punk, they brought in people like Jon Moxley, all people who do not come cheap and who will be getting a premium wage. I don't know how true they are, but there's stories that Mox is on like $6 million a year. And that's a lot more than Cody Rhodes was. So Cody wanted to wanted parity with the top guys who come in. Tony Khan didn't really see the value in that, and that's where we're at. So yeah, Cody to WWE, it's inching ever closer, brother. He's going to be on Mania. It's just a case of what does he do and who's it against? Who gets beat by Cody Rhodes? That's a conversation.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A conversation that always happens with Bullet Club is who's going to turn next? Who's getting booted out next? And last night, big news coming out of Impact No Surrender. It looks like the Gorillas of Destiny are out of Bullet Club. Now, this is pretty damn major news, man. And also, I'm always happy to talk Impact Wrestling, give some love to Impact whenever I can on these news videos on a Sunday. But yeah, Jay White did, I was talking before about Brock Lesnar things at Elimination Chamber. Jay White did very much Jay White things at No Surrender last night for Impact. Now, it was the Gorillas of Destiny taking on the Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Chris Bay came out, distracted the referee. Jay White, switchblade, got in the ring, hit the Blade Runner on Tangaloa, and then that was followed by a magic killer for the 1, 2, 3. And then all the two sweet skis by Chris Bay, by Switchblade Jay White, and also by Anderson and Gallows, as the Gorillas of Destiny are seemingly out of Bullet Club. This is big, man, especially with Tama Tonga, because Tama Tonga was one of the founding fathers of Bullet Club when that first came together. So, and then even Tangaloa has been there in Bullet Club since, 2016, I think it'd be. So, yeah, this is big news coming out of Impact Wrestling. Big news coming out of No Surrender, big news coming out for anything to do with Bullet Club. And also other big news is that Eddie Edwards, man, no good done. Eddie Edwards turned on Team Impact and has aligned himself with Honor No More. That happened in the main event of No Surrender. Now, it was Eddie Edwards going into this was meant to be on Team Impact against the Team ROH, Honor No More. But no, of course, Eddie Edwards was taken out earlier in the show. Chris Sabin found him, laid out backstage. What are you going to do? Oh, we'll get Willie Mack in as a replacement. Cool. And then Eddie Edwards makes his way to the ring midway during the main event with Kenny, which is his kendo stick, if you're not aware of that, because we have to name all of these things over time, like Floyd and whatever else Jericho's going to try and get over this week. Eddie came out with Kenny, held Maria Kanellis for the gore with Rhino, but then swerved everybody, brother, and just decimated the whole of Team Impact with his kendo stick, aligned himself with Honor No More. And that's how things were left as No Surrender went off the air. Now, of course, Eddie Edwards is somebody who is, one of his nicknames is the heartbeat of Impact Wrestling. So this guy's Impact through and through. He's a two-time former, I guess it'd be TNA world champion, but a former world champion in the company. But away from that, he's also a former Ring of Honor world champion. He's also the first ever Triple Crown Ring of Honor champion. He's also the first ever ROH TV champion. So, you know, there are clearly roots there for Eddie Edwards and Ring of Honor. But yeah, let's quickly wrap up with a couple of questions that have come in, and then I will get out of your hair this morning. His Lordship Dan Zimmerman, quite a name there. I haven't watched WWE in 2 years, but from the reports I've read, heard, the brand extension needs to die. Unify the main roster titles and dissolve the women's tag titles. Thoughts? Oh, jeez. How long have I got this morning? Yeah, have I got enough time to properly go into this? Because this is a whole topic, several topics to dive deep on. The brand extension needs to die. Maybe, maybe not. It's a tricky one. Because when you put that brand extension in place, whenever they put it in place, you need to stick to it. Otherwise, it becomes pointless. It becomes, you know, it's just, no. There's no point having the brand extension if people are just going to randomly rock up on different shows. You've got to be stern and hard in like, well, these guys are on Raw. These guys and girls, and these guys and girls are on SmackDown. That's it. It's a hard line in the sand. And then when they do clash at, say, Survivor Series, it feels like a big deal. And none of that brand supremacy because I moved to SmackDown last week and now I'm all Team Blue. That bit can die as well. But no, I think I don't think the brand split itself is a problem. I think it's just how you handle it. And it's the same with anything, really, with WWE. What was the next point? Unifying the main roster titles. I'd be cool with that. I'd be okay with just you one, not traveling world champion, because we're not talking like the National Wrestling Alliance where you're going through the territories and you're having a month in, well, you're having maybe a 2 month program in Mid-South and then you're going off to somewhere else. No, I'm not talking a traveling champion, but I think that one champion that bounces between brands can work again if handled right. But also, I think you can work with two world titles. I think, again, if done correctly, we've seen how great a job they've done with Roman Reigns on SmackDown as the head of the table, the tribal chief, the world champion there. And that works brilliantly. And at the same time as well, there was Bobby Lashley as world champion on Raw. I talked before about how great a job they did with him. So you can make two world titles work. It's just a big if with WWE. And finally, dissolve the women's tag titles. Goddamn, man. Yeah. Absolutely. What a pointless set of belts. There was so much hope when these titles were brought in, and there was so much potential with this, but it's just a hodge. They introduced the tag titles without really having tag teams. There was the Iconics, there was Bayley and Sasha being put together at that point. Other than that, there wasn't like any. And you could argue that, I know, Bayley and Sasha aren't necessarily a tag team at that point in time, really. So you had the Iconics. You had Fire and Desire, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, I guess, and then there's the Riot Squad, but then you break up all of these teams. You break up the Iconics, you break up Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, you break up the Riot Squad, you fire two of the Riot Squad, you fire the Iconics. Jesus, man, this is getting grim for a Sunday. But yeah, you split up these teams and you fire some of the ladies involved. And then you just make hodgepodge tag teams again. I just think it's just been a bust, these women's tag titles, because there's no tag teams. The tag teams that you put together are just thrown together just for the sake of it. I like my tag teams to come up as tag teams for a team to debut in NXT as tag teams. And then to when they get to the main roster, they're a tag team already. But I'm a fan of tag team wrestling, and Vince McMahon clearly is not. So what do I know? A quick one from Mark Sullivan. Morning, Andrew. Happy Sunday. Apollo says hi. Mark, thank you for the dog picture, dude. And what a picture it is. I saw this morning when I opened my Twitter and it's like, God damn, that's a cute dog. So yeah, hope you and Apollo are doing well. Thoughts on who Cody's first loss in WWE will be against? Have a great day. Hashtag this is the news. Oof. See? It's going to be Triple H, man. He's going to come. No, Triple H is probably never wrestling again. And, you know, first and foremost, his health on that. That'd be the running joke, was if the stars would have aligned a little bit differently, then Cody Rhodes with Triple H would have been great. I think probably maybe Cody would have won that as well. I don't know. It's hard to say who his first loss could be against, because it depends how they're going to use him. We're hearing that he's going to be used as a top guy, as a main event talent, pushed at the top of the card. Maybe it's Roman Reigns, but I don't know. It's like, how hard do you want to go with Cody? I mean, are you bringing him in and you're thinking, well, no, he's going, we're making him literally the guy, in which case maybe he's the one that beats Roman Reigns down the line, finally, for the Universal title, because I don't think Roman's losing that at WrestleMania 38. But yeah, Cody his first loss, I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking Drew McIntyre. But again, it depends how you bring him in. If you bring Cody in as a babyface or a heel, I think it'll be a babyface. So then you're thinking, who's the heel that finally gets the win? I'm going to go with Roman. I'm going to throw Roman Reigns out there as Cody Rhodes to be another one to add to that, the ever-expanding list of names who the big dog. Can we still call him the big dog? That's a name I've not heard for a while. I don't know why I said that. The head of the table, the tribal chief. The needle mover. When I think needle mover, I think Adam Sandler films for some reason, and I'm thinking other stuff. But anyway, this has gone on for long, way, way, way too long for you this morning. Apologies to editor Ryan if he needs to trim any of this out. But this has been the Solo Sunday News from myself, Andrew Pollard, here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to follow us at What Culture WWE. Follow me if you want. I can't promise it's going to be any fun, but you might as well do it. It's at Cultured Left Peg on Twitter. Be sure to have a great Sunday, whatever you're doing, whatever you got planned ahead. Just do whatever you think is cool. Make the best of whatever situations arise, and hopefully it all works out cool. And then it's Monday tomorrow. Which means brothers Murray and Wilborn will be back with the Monday news. I'll catch you next weekend. Have a great week. Have a great Sunday. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.